T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hello, Daryl.
Bull, how are you?
Doing okay, man. I'm watching some spring training baseball. I'm really just enjoying looking at the nice weather, even though we don't have it yet. But it's so warm there.
Yeah, we got a minor taste of it.
We did. Yeah, we did get a little taste of it over the weekend. It'll be here soon enough. But anyway, all right, Daryl, obviously J.J. Watt, you know, everybody's such an expert. Oh, he's going to Green Bay. He's going to Pittsburgh. Nobody had Arizona. And, of course, nobody knows what the hell they're talking about, right? Everybody's lost. So he goes.
A couple weeks ago, I think I had them as a dark horse. I did not have them as a favorite, though.
Nobody did. Nobody knew. Everybody starts group thinking on it. It's crazy. Myself included.
He's not a Brown, so we can all move on with our lives now, right?
Sure. They need to. Yeah, I don't think. I mean, listen, I think it's lame that people are now bad-mouthing him like he's not a good player after everybody said they wanted him for 2 weeks, but it's so. I just saw some guy in Buffalo. I don't know. Just tweeted something like, "Oh, I heard from some Texans coaches. He's selfish. He's this."
Oh yeah.
I'm like, that's lame. Get out of here. You were probably talking for 2 weeks how badly you wanted him. But what does remain is the Browns still need to get somebody to pair up with Myles Garrett. They really need. They need some multiple guys, but they really need another big-time pass rusher. So whether that's Von Miller or one of these other free agents, I don't know if Von Miller's going to become a free agent, or one of these younger guys, and Hassan Reddick may now not be re-signed by Arizona since they signed Watt. You know, whoever it might be, that's certainly a priority, I would think, for the Browns this offseason.
Yeah, and, you know, I don't feel like the Browns completely missed out by not signing J.J. Watt. I had the thought of if they get him, great. If not, well, there's a bunch of other guys out there that they could go after this offseason. And, you know, I put some names together for the website this afternoon, just, you know, not only the big names, but trying to come up with maybe a couple of under-the-radar guys that fit the don't cost a lot, but are on the upswing and in that sweet spot of the mid to late 20s in age, you know, 5, 6, 7 years in the league worth of experience, you know, because I really think that, you know, that fits the profile that Andrew Berry might be looking for. Maybe not exactly looking for someone, you know, expensive, but someone productive. And so while, you know, we can get caught up in some of the big names like a J.J. Watt, I just think that with the salary cap being what it's probably going to be, you know, he's got to be smart in how he spends money this offseason, even though they do have some flexibility and there's some things like maybe releasing David Njoku to where they can free up additional salary.
Or Sheldon Richardson.
Yeah, I don't like the idea of releasing Sheldon Richardson, though. I like the idea of maybe restructuring and extending his contract.
Maybe, yeah.
I think he's a good player. I think he's been a good fit and has done a nice job, you know, since he signed here a couple of years ago. But, you know, they already have two starting holes on the defensive line. I don't know necessarily you want to create a third by releasing him, so I think he would be more of a restructure.
We're talking with Dangerous Daryl Ryder, our Browns beat reporter. Daryl, I was just mentioning before that it's you know, we've talked so much about the quarterback and the coach back together for a second year. We never see that. But it's more than that, right? I mean, outside of the one guy they hired today as a quality offensive quality as control assistant, whatever the hell that title is, outside of that one spot, the entire coaching staff is returning.
Yeah. I mean, it's rare for the Browns to bring back a head coach, let alone an entire coaching staff. I couldn't remember the last time, you know, that has happened, or, you know, where they'd have to switch out a coordinator or something, right? That's obviously great news. And listen, I don't anticipate that that's going to be a theme going forward, because, you know, you know that you've really established a culture and a strong staff when your coaches start getting poached and your coordinators start getting picked off and become head coaches. But, you know, yeah, I mean, it's great. They're going to have continuity within the organization, within the coaching staff, and, you know, coming off what they're coming off of, it's going to enable them to take steps forward this offseason rather than having to invest all their time into, you know, learning stuff or learning new people and things like that. So and the fact that all but one coach is returning for the 2021 season, that just, again, is another sign of the growth and the maturation of the Browns as a football organization.
We were talking with Will Brinson last hour, Darrell, and he suggested that, you know, we talk about should the Browns sign Baker now or Wade, and he said he thinks it'll benefit both Baker and the Browns to wait at least one more year, because it keeps, you know, not as big a cap hit. Baker, if he plays well for another year, could make even more money.
Right.
And it gives them, you know, added flexibility. And remember, in a couple of years, the cap's going to shoot right back up.
Right.
So, I don't know. What do you think? Do you think ultimately they think it's a priority, and does he think it's a priority to get a new contract this year, or is there no rush?
Well, I think from a Browns perspective, they view it as a priority and something on their radar. And I think I've mentioned this to you before. I just think it's important that Andrew Berry handle the team business first and foremost. And I actually put Nick Chubb in front of Baker, and that's no disrespect to Baker. It's just Chubb's entering the final year of his contract. So they have to get him done. Baker, all they need to do is pick up that fifth year option, and you got him through the 2022 season. So time is on their side. From a Browns perspective, though, they want to get it done sooner rather than later, because it ultimately becomes a more club friendly type of a situation. If you're Baker Mayfield, you know, he is somebody that is not afraid to bet on himself. He loves the haters, the doubters, all those things. You know, from his perspective, I can see where he might not be in a hurry. And that's not to say that he doesn't want to be here or he's not committed to the Browns. That's just plain old smart business. It would behoove Baker to probably wait a little longer to sign that contract extension rather than the Browns, because the Browns want to get pen to paper, I think, as soon as possible, because it benefits them. Whereas I think if, you know, Baker waits, has another great year, gets the Browns back to the playoffs, well, that means the dollars go up exponentially for him. So I think it benefits the Browns to get it done as soon as possible, benefits Baker to hold off another year.
I don't know if you read Peter King's article earlier today, Football Morning in America, but he said that they're probably going to add that 17th game this year, and if they do, the team you will play will be – did you see the formula for who you play?
Yeah.
So the Browns would play the Cardinals, I believe.
Right, yeah, because the AFC North would get their corresponding team in the NFC West. It's basically – similar formula that they use, for scheduling outside the division, you know, as
right.
far as, you know, corresponding within your conference and, you know, they're going to have rotating divisions and things like that. It's just, it was where's the starting point and who's going to serve as the home team. And, according to King, it's going to be, you know, the Browns are going to get that as a home game. And then next year, the 17th game versus their NFC opponent is going to be on the road. I personally, what I would love to see them do, Bull, is I would love them to have the 17th game be a neutral site, and they alternate it. So, like this year, closest to the AFC opponent, and then next year, closest to the NFC opponent. Like, I'd love to see the Browns play a regular season game in front of 100,000 fans in Columbus, Ohio. I think that that would be just an awesome type of
That would be cool
experience.
I mean, you could do that. Right? Yeah, play at Notre Dame Stadium, play at Michigan Stadium. You could. Yep. There's a lot of, you know, cool, and even, you know, that's where you add your games in England when they come back, games in Mexico. Yep. That would be part of that too. So you could have some of those games be foreign,
everybody,
you know, in other countries.
Have everybody play one neutral site game per year, whether that's in England at a college stadium, whatever. Just have everyone play that one neutral site. And here's the other thing too is, so you don't get this bickering of, well, you know, we have to wait a year to get our home game. You know, we have to play 9 road games and only, hey, if it's, you know, neutral site, that, you know, change. The problem you run into, though, with the neutral site things are the NFL standards as far as stadium.
Yeah,
go.
That's true.
And you know what I mean? And like, I don't think anyone wants to play at Iowa with that pink locker room.
Right. Well, by the way, the reason it's smart to have AFC versus NFC in that 17th game is so that all the AFC teams are home one year, all the NFC teams the next year. This way there's no unfair advantage between teams battling for playoff spots.
Right. So, I mean, it's, you know, I'd like to see him add a bye week as well.
Yeah, it's so dumb that there's not two byes. So dumb.
You know, take it to a 19-week regular season, have two byes put in there. And, you know, so the wild card weekend, playing a Monday night wild card game, I hate that idea. I think that actually gives a team that advances a disadvantage because they got to now go on a short week to prepare for the divisional round of the playoffs. So
yeah, but what's the difference if it's a short week in the first round or the second round? What's the difference?
Well, I think it's a, you know, I don't like the idea of playing Monday Night Football for a wild card weekend. If we're gonna do that, you might as well do wild card Thursday Night Football, which again,
no, but that's but Monday Night only makes it short by one day. I don't think it's that. You know, the team that wins the Monday Night game, you have them play the late game on Sunday the next week. I don't think it's that big a deal. I kind of like it. I get what you're saying, but you know, the teams that play on Saturday the first week of the playoffs, they have to play on a short. You know, those teams play on a short rest, so.
Yeah, I just, you know, I just hate that you're going, you hard to advance, and then when you get to the next round, you got to prepare on a short week. I don't necessarily like that, you know. You don't play a Monday night game. There's no Monday night weeks in week 17, right? So, and then part of that is, they want to have the playoffs and everything decided by Sunday night.
Right.
And I think also that's the competitive thing going into to wild card weekend. I get what you're saying. If you play on Saturday, you're on a short week. So what's the big deal? I would say the big deal is you're a round deeper into the playoffs, and depending who you are playing on Monday night, you might have to go up against on a short week the team that's been sitting around for a week waiting for you. So I don't know. I think the NFL, I understand what they're trying to do. They're trying to maximize their dollars and you know, continue to make money hand over fist. I think that there's going to come a point where it's going to get oversaturated. But I don't know where that is because we've yet to reach that point. No matter what the NFL does, no matter when the NFL plays, you know, the eyeballs are watching. I mean, they're going to play on Christmas. They're going to play a couple games on Christmas and try and, you know, take eyeballs away from the NBA, who used to Christmas used to be
good
for the NBA.
Good.
And now you got the NFL, you know, dipping in there and saying, I mean,
it's smart.
It's all about, you know, competition.
And another former Brown just got cut. The Bears just cut Buster Screen, by the way.
Tragic. Dontrell Hilliard, I think, got re-upped by the Texans or something. One of the million former Browns running backs that landed in Houston.
Duke Johnson.
Duke Johnson got let go last week, but the Texans brought somebody back today. It was a former Brown.
I think you're right. I think it was Dontrell Hilliard. All right, Darrell, good job out of you, man. We'll talk to you again later in the week.
You got it, Bull.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.